们再一点祷告。
Let us pray.
使我们这般蒙恩的儿女又一次来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, your beloved children who are graced by you are before you once again.
当我们这里唱诗、歌颂、赞美的时候，你的心何等的欢喜。
When we sing praises unto you, how pleased is your heart?
因为你住在你的圣徒们的赞美之中。
Because you live amongst the praise of your people.
在这个地方，我们与主，主与我们一同相聚。
In this place, you meet with us, and we meet with you.
我们的眼睛注视主耶稣基督的荣美。
Our eyes behold the beauty of the Lord.
我们的心在享受你丰富的爱。
Our heart enjoys the abundance of your love.
我们的耳朵要来听听主耶稣你那慈爱的声音。
Our ears hear the gracious voice of our beloved Jesus.
我们正愿这一个你我们一同相聚的聚会，满了甘甜，满了喜乐。
This meeting is so sweet and joyful.
你把你的心意向我们吐露。
You reveal your will to us.
我们把我们的愿望也献在你的面前。
And we put our desires before you.
我们深深地求主祝福我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
We plead with you that you would indeed bless each and every one of us.
你已经赦免了我们许多的罪孽。
You have already pardoned all our sins.
我们以前一切的罪债，你都已经完全替我们还清。
You have cleared our sin debts.
你给我们预备了一个天上的美家。
You have prepared a heavenly home for us.
这些事都是我们越思想越觉得甘甜。
The more we meditate on this, the more sweet we feel inside.
我们越思想，我们越是要向你面前献上更多的赞美。
The more we meditate on this, the more we want to praise you.
愿早晨主的爱丰丰富的降临在这里。
May the love of the Lord richly shower upon us this morning.
愿主你的圣灵运行在这个聚会之中。
May the Holy Spirit move in this meeting.
你把我们的心都夺过去。
Take our hearts, O Lord.
你把你的荣光照射在这里。
Shine the light of your glory amidst us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.我们先来和弟兄姊妹读一节圣经。
Let us read one scriptural passage.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
我们就请姐姐带着大家一起来读。
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
现在大家一起来读一遍啊。
Let's read it together.The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
我们特别要注意的下半句。
We have to focus on the second.
主耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
We have to focus on the second part. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你们还记不记得我上一个主日在这里和大家讲的
？I wonder if you guys remember what I shared last week.
还是记不记得
？Do you guys remember?
上一次我在这里讲什么
？What did I say?
人子来怎么样
？The Son of Man came.
大家一起说，中文、英文都可以。人子来
The Son of Man came
上一次主耶稣说啊，人子来就是主耶稣来，我要寻找拯救世上的人。
The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
上次我只讲了一半。
I only shared half of it.
今天要讲另外一半。
Now I'm going to share the next half.
这里主耶稣说
Here,
我来了要叫什么？我来了。
I have come that they may have life.
要怎么样？要叫人的生命。
That they may have life.
啊，并且呢？
And that.
并且怎么样？
And that.
他叫英文讲一遍。
They may have it. More abundantly.
哎，要得更丰盛。
that they may have it more abundantly.
所以这个主耶稣来到地上啊，有两大目的。
So Jesus came for two purposes.
第一个目的是要把我们这般失丧的人寻找回来。
The first is to seek and save the lost.
啊，把我们带到正确的人生的意义、人生的价值上面。
To bring us to the correct purpose of life and the meaning of life.
今天我们讲到第二部分呢，主耶稣来了是要叫人的生命。
And the second part, Jesus came that we may have life.
啊，并且呢，要得的更丰盛。
And to have it more abundantly.
啊，主耶稣先讲，主耶稣来了叫我们的生命。
Jesus came that we may have life.
啊，信主耶稣啊。最重要的一件事情，就是在主这里得着一个新生命。
The most important thing about believing in Jesus is to have this new life.
你觉得奇怪不奇怪啊？
Are you amazed?
主耶稣怎么说？我来了是要叫人得生命。
Why did Jesus say, "I come that you may have life"?
你会说，我们不是有生命吗？
We already have life.
我不是活着吗？
I'm alive.
嗯。怎么是主耶稣叫我的生命呢？
How come Jesus said that you need to have life?
如果我没有生命，我就死掉了。
If I don't have life, then I'm dead.
好像你有生命啊。
It's like you have life.
但是你要知道。
But you must know.
我们这个生命呢，是一个很脆弱的生命。
The life that we have is very frail.
是一个很败坏的生命。
It's a very corrupt life.
是一个很短暂的生命。
It's a very short life.
所以在神眼中看起来，这个生命太低了。
So in the eyes of God, this life is very lowly.
所以我们许多的软弱，许多的许多难处啊，我们都胜不过去。
So there's a lot of weaknesses and difficulties that we cannot overcome.
因为我们这个人原来的生命太脆弱。
Because our life is so frail.
我们经不起一点打击。
We cannot experience difficulty.
我们受不住一点点的诱惑或者试探。
We cannot withstand a small temptation.
所以像这样一个生命没有用。
So this life is kind of useless.
所以主耶稣来了，要叫我们得着一个强有力的生命。
So Jesus came to us for us to have this strong life.
就好像主耶稣对尼哥底母所讲的话。
It's like what Jesus said to Nicodemus.
尼哥底母那天不是来见耶稣吗？
Nicodemus came to see Jesus.
他说，拉比啊，我知道你是由神那里差来做我们师傅的。
He said, Rabbi, we know that you're a prophet who has come from God.
主耶稣，我不是来做你们师父的。
And Jesus said, I'm not here to be your teacher.
我只是告诉你们，人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。
I'm here to tell you that unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
但是主耶稣对尼哥底母说，做师父讲道理没有用的。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, to be a teacher and to preach is useless.
我来了，要叫你们得一个新生命。
I came that you may have this new life.
这一个强有力的生命。
This strong life.
所以我们信主人呢，我们所以信耶稣，最主要的就从主那里得着一个新生命。
So for Christians, the most important thing is to have this new life.
一个永远的生命。
This everlasting life.
一个强有力的生命。
This strong life.
那么感谢主啊，这个呢，我们所有信主人都已经有了。
So this life, every one of us who has believed in the Lord.
那今天呢，我要讲下面第二句话。
So I have to talk about the second half.
并且要叫我们得的更丰盛。
And that they may have it more abundantly.
所以主耶稣来了，今天讲的题目啊，就叫我们得生命，并且叫我们得更丰盛的生命。
So the topic today is that Jesus has come to give us life and to have for us to live it more abundantly.
我们许多基督徒，我们信了主了，有了生命。
So for Christians, when we believe in the Lord, we have this life.
但是呢，很多基督徒啊，身上呢是显出来的，是一个不丰盛的生命。
But the life that we lived out is not an abundant life.
信主是信主了。
We believe in the Lord.
也是有了永生了。
We have everlasting life.
但在我们身上显出来不够丰盛。
But we don't live abundantly.
什么叫做不够丰盛呢？
What does it mean to not live abundantly?
那就别人在我们身上呢，看不见我们有什么特别的样子。
It means that others cannot see something different in us.
别人在我们身上呢，看不出你信耶稣到底有什么好处。
People can't see that what's the difference about you believing in Jesus.
就是你信了耶稣，
和不信耶稣还不是差不多吗？
So Christians and non-Christians kind of look the same.
我们常常会忧愁，我看你们信耶稣呢，也常常是很忧愁的样子。
So non-Christians sorrow over things and Christians do the same thing.
我们碰见一些事情，常常会跟人家起争执争吵，你们信耶稣呢，也看见你们也常常争吵。
So non-believers quarrel over small things, and Christians do the same thing.
我们碰见一些难处，我们就担忧得不得了。我看你们是耶稣的呢，也是差不多。
When non-Christians face difficulties, they worry over it, and Christians do likewise.
是这个就是啊，生命就不够丰盛。
This is not an abundant life.
你看见啊，这个花呀。
You see this flower over there.
这个花，花跟花呀不同的。
Flowers are different.
有的花草啊，你看见长得那个叶子青青绿绿的，这个花呢鲜红颜色，很有生气的样子。
Some flowers are very red and verdant.
那有的花草呢，你看这个叶子啊，枯黄枯黄的。
And there are flowers that with withering leaves.
不是那么绿油油的。
It's not verdant green.
并且好像是没有精神就下垂的样子。
It's like it's been trampled upon.
你们那个那样一盆花呀，你好像是它有生命的哦。
It's as though it has life.
那总觉得好像活的还是活的，但是就是活的不好。
It's alive, but it's not living very well.
因为这盆花开的不够鲜艳。
Because it's not blossoming.
叶子也不够青绿。
It's not verdant green.
那个垂头丧气那个样子。
It's like it's been trampled upon.
所以我不能够说这个花不是活的。
So I cannot say that it's dead.
但是呢，活得不够好。
But it's not living very well.
生命就不够丰盛。
It's not an abundant life.
我们基督徒身上呢也是这样的啦。
It's the same thing with us Christians.
我们不能够说你信了耶稣没有生命，我们都已经有了主耶稣的生命。
We can't say we don't have life. We have the life of Jesus.
但是很多基督徒啊，就是无精打采的样子。
But a lot of Christians are living a sorry life.
好像到神面前来了，也没有什么话可以赞美。
There are no praises before the Lord.
碰见一些不大好的事情呢，我们也不用忍受，容易发脾气。
When they encounter some unpleasant circumstances, they lose the temper.
我们也常常碰见一些小事情都会斤斤计较。
When we encounter small problems, we freak out.
所以这个呢，就叫基督徒。虽然信了主有永生，但是这个生命在我们身上就不够丰盛。
So although as Christians have this life, it's not an abundant life.
其实主耶稣说，我来了，不就是要叫人得生命，并且要叫他得更丰盛。
So Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
那么今天早晨呢，我就和大家来讲到，怎样能够得更丰盛呢？
So now I want to share with you how we can live this more abundant life.
我们怎么能够有更丰盛的生命显出来呢？
How can we live out this abundant life?
我今天跟你们讲四个秘诀。
Let me share with you four secrets.
第一个秘诀。
The first.
叫和主连接的紧密。
The first secret is to abide with the Lord.
所以我们要再读一些圣经啊。
Let us turn to another passage.
约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
John 15, 大家很熟的啊，讲到主耶稣正葡萄是我们的枝子，我们从第一节读到第五节。
Let's read from chapter 15, verse 1 to 5.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹大家一起跟积极一起来读。
Let's read it together.
也读英文好了。
In English, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes.That it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
这个比喻大家都很熟悉了啊。
Everyone's familiar with this.
主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”
Jesus said, "I'm the true vine."
你们呢是枝子。
You guys are branches.
啊，
你们要住在我的里面。
You have to abide in me.
我也住在你们里面。
And I will abide in you.
这人就多结果子。
Then you can bear much fruit.
这里告诉我们呢，要得更丰盛的生命，第一个秘诀要住在主里边。
So the key to live an abundant life is to abide in
him. 住在主里边呢，就像是这个葡萄树的枝子啊，就连接在葡萄树上面一样。
It's like the branches abiding to the vine.
啊，那就是我们和主之间呢，要有这个紧密的连接，不能够脱节的。
So we have this very close fellowship that cannot be broken.
这个葡萄树的枝子啊，能不能够结葡萄、结果子啊，就看它有没有跟葡萄树连接在一起。
So the key to the branch bearing fruit is to be united with the branch.
如果这个枝子和这个葡萄树啊连接的不够好、不够紧密的话呢，你想想这个枝子怎么可能结出葡萄来呢
？If the branch is not close to the vine, then it cannot bear fruit.
所以呢，基督徒要结出果子，要有丰盛生命的显出来。
So for a Christian to live this abundant life bearing much fruit,
第一个重要的秘诀啊，就是你必须和主是紧紧连接在一起。
The first secret is for you to abide in the Lord, to be very close to the Lord.
这个紧紧和主连接在一起啊，就叫做住在主里面。
This is called living in the Lord.
啊，许多基督徒的失败啊，就是缺少和主耶稣之间有那样一种紧密的连接。
A lot of failures by Christians is due to the fact that they are not close to the Lord.
说实话，今天很多基督徒信主是信主了。
To be honest, a lot of Christians believe in the Lord today.
但是你和主之间的关系啊不够亲密。
But you don't have a close relationship with the Lord.
这难怪你的生命就不丰盛。
So of course that your life is not abundant.
你好像一个什么呀
？You're like.
我常常有的时候啊，那个电灯啊一闪一闪就不亮。
You're like a flickering light bulb.
一下子亮了，一下子又不亮。
It's flickering.
啊，就是那个连接的宝。
Because it's not connected to the source.
那个插头的地方啊，那个电线呢、啊，连接的和电源连接的不够那么紧密。
Because it's not hooked into the socket well.
这个插头一松掉了。
When it's
有的时候这个灯亮了。
When it's off from the socket.
有的灯不亮。
Sometimes it flickers.
现在很多基督徒就是这个样子。
That's the status of many Christians.
有的时候你看见他好像也还不错的样子啊、哦。
It looks quite good from the outside.
有的时候好像也很爱主啊、哦。
They look like they love the Lord.
常常来聚会，还有服侍。
They always attend the meetings and sometimes serve.
有的时候呢又不敢叫人不敢领教。
But then at other times it's different.
这个人怎么讲话怎么这样子要讲的呢
？How can they say such things?
这个是怎么做事？这个怎么这样子呢
？How can they do such things?
叫人家就是觉得，哎。这个是哪像个基督徒的样子
？That doesn't look like Christian behavior.
所以为什么我们常常给许多外邦人批评呢
？So why are we criticized by a lot of non-believers?
所以像你这样信主的话，我们干脆就不要信还好一些。
If I would look like you, then I'd rather not believe in Jesus.
这个就是因为我们基督徒啊和主之间的关系不够亲密。
That's because our relationship with the Lord is not close.
所以我们怎样能够和主能够有紧密的连接呢
？So how can we be closely knitted with the Lord?
我再告诉你们几件事情啊。
Let me tell you a couple of things.
第一件事情
，The first，
你首先要相信主已经在我的里面。
You have to believe that the Lord is already in you.
你们每一个信主人有没有确实相信？主耶稣今天坐在我们里边。
Are you certain that Jesus Christ lives in your heart?
啊，我盼望你们确实要知道，信主人也主耶稣坐在我们里边。
I hope that you're certain that for believers Jesus does live in your heart.
第二件事情呢
？Secondly，
你就不要冷落他，把他摆在一边。
Don't brush him aside.
你要常常和他交谈。
Always fellowship with him.
那假设啊。你一个好朋友来到你家里
，So hypothetically speaking, a friend came to you.
你和一个好朋友在一起啊，那是谈不完的话，是不是啊
？You have a good friend coming to visit you. Of course, you have
endless fellowship. 一个好朋友在一起啊，晚上啊，在一个房间里面呢、啊，可以谈到半夜。
You can almost talk through the night.
哦，第二天早上起来又谈啊谈啊谈啊谈。
And you talk some more when the day breaks.
谈不完的话，哦。
There is ceaseless fellowship.
And you
talk about happy things.
在学校里面,那许多得意的事情,
and the good things in school.
或者你很倒霉的事情,
or the troubles that you're going through.
你碰见许多人叫你受不了,怎么办的事情,
the things that you cannot stand.
你给人好朋友啊,就谈不完的话,一直谈,一直谈,一直谈。
And you pour your heart to your good friend.
这个就是啊,你和好朋友之间关系很亲密。
That's the good friendship you have with your friends. Now today we believe in the Lord. Jesus resides in our heart. So you cannot neglect him and not talk to him. So you should pour out everything in your heart to him. You tell him the things that you like.
你不喜欢的事情也可以跟他讲一讲。
You can tell him the things that you dislike.
第三点,
Thirdly,
要体贴他, 不要叫他担忧。
Do not grieve him.
啊, 更不要叫他伤心。
Do not grieve him.
那就是说啊, 凡是他不喜欢的事情呢, 你不要去做。
The things that he doesn't like, don't do it.
比方说啊, 我们常常和人生气。
For example, we always upset someone.
我们这个人很容易生气。
Oh, we always easily get upset ourselves.
稍微一件事情意见不高兴了，就给对方生气。
So something happens and our anger is easily aroused.
你要知道啊，这个生气啊，这个争吵啊，都是主不喜欢。
You know that the Lord is not pleased with our anger.
每一次你发脾气。
Every time you lose your temper, every time you argue with someone, every time you cannot get along with someone, these things grieve the Lord. So you have to learn to not grieve our Lord Jesus. Every time something unpleasant happens, you have to reconsider your reaction.
我这样子做啊，我这样子讲话，主耶稣会不高兴？
If I say these things or do these things, will it disgrace
the Lord? 所以你要和主耶稣保持这个亲密的关系的话呢，要每一件事呢，不要让他伤心，不要让他担忧。
So to maintain this close fellowship with the Lord, do not grieve him.
第四点呢，你要常常和他谈话了。
You have to always talk to him.
那么你说我跟他谈什么呢?
And what do you talk about?
我告诉你,
Let me tell you.
你可以用圣经上的一些话来和主耶稣谈一谈。
You can talk to him with some scriptural passages.
我们常常就，因为我要祷告主，要给主讲话，就不晓得有什么话好讲。
We always say that, oh, I need to pray to the Lord, but I don't know what to talk to him about.
你可以用主耶稣圣经上的话来谈。
You can use the scriptural passages.
比方说，哦，你喜欢读诗篇23篇吗？
For example, do you like Psalm 23?
什么耶和华是我的牧者。
Jehovah is my shepherd.
我必不知缺乏。
I shall not be in want.
感谢主，有了你了，我就可以不缺乏了。
Oh, thank the Lord, with you, I will never be in want.
你跟他谈话的时候呢？
You talk to him like that.
主耶稣，有了感谢主，有了你了，我就不会缺乏了。
Thank you, Jesus. I will never be in want.
啊，他领我在青草地上。He
leads me to green.
带我到可安息的水边。He
leads me to green pastures and leads me to excellent waters. This is great.
我就希望你天天带我到青草地上。
I wish that you would bring me to green pastures daily.
天天领我到可安息的水边去。
Lead me to still waters daily.
哎呀，那是多快乐的事情。
That's a wonderful thing.
啊，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
哎呀，主耶稣啊，我最近呢，就好像走在一个死荫幽谷里面一样。
Oh, recently I feel like I'm going through the valley.
因为什么事情都不如意。
Because everything is so not well.
学校里的功课也应付不好。
The homework is so tough.
跟同学之间的关系也搞得不好。
And my relationship with my fellow
students is bad. 跟父母跟兄弟呢，也是相处的也不大愉快。
And my parents and siblings are giving me a hard time.
好像人人都讨厌我。
It's like everyone hates me.
好像我这个人是多余的。
It's like I'm excess.
哎呀，我真是觉得没意思。这样的情形，我真是觉得没意思。
This sucks.
你行在死荫的幽谷里。
So you're in the valley of the shadow of death.
哎，你说真痛苦啊。
You're suffering.
这个日子真是不好过啊。
These are tough days.
哎，主耶稣的话安慰你。
And the Lord's words comfort you.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me.
你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
感谢主耶稣，虽然我在死荫幽谷里边了，你与我同在。
Though I'm in the valley, you're with me.
你就这样跟主讲话。
So you talk to the Lord.
在我敌人面前。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy.
你有没有敌人啊?
Do you have enemies?
你说,我在班上就有几个敌人。
You say, oh, I have a couple enemies at work.
我在公司里面工作啊,我在公司里面就有几个同事就是给我过不去。
There are a couple of people in my company that it's against me.
哎呀,最近我真是碰见,真是好多人都给我很大的难为。
They give me such a hard time.
哎呀,我的敌人真是何其多啊!
Oh, my enemies are so numerous.
你真是不知道我怎么应付才好。
I don't know how to deal with them.
主的话说啊, 在敌人面前,你为我摆设宴席。
The Lord said, He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy.
感谢主啊, 你现在我碰到敌人, 你就在敌人面前给我摆设宴席吧。
I have enemies before me, but you're preparing a table before me.
虽然四围都有仇敌,
although my enemies surround me,
但是你不会叫他们把我吃掉,
but you won't let them eat me up.
就像但以理在狮子洞里一样,
like Daniel in the lion's den.
那些人都要控告他,
the others accused him.
要把他丢到狮子洞里头,
they want to throw him in the lion's den.
但是你与我同在,
but you're with me.
你封了狮子的口,
you shut the lion's mouth.
结果我在狮子洞里面救出来的时候,
and when I'm raised from the lion's den,
那这时候你要摆设宴席了。
You prepare a table for me. I magnify the Lord's glory even more so. That's wonderful.
这样呢,与主谈话,与主交通呢,你可以用圣经上的话。
So when you talk to the Lord, you can use scripture.
你还可以用诗歌里面的话。
You can use the Psalms.
比方我们喜欢唱一首亲近更亲近是不是?
There's a hymn that says, Nearer, Still Nearer.
你们喜欢不喜欢唱?
Do you like that hymn?
亲近更亲近，紧住心怀，多好的诗歌啊！
Nearer, Still Nearer, Close to Thy Heart. What a wonderful hymn. Dear Lord Jesus,
我喜欢这样的亲近你。
I want to be nearer to you.
你觉得很甜美。
You feel so sweet.
还有一首诗歌，比如说。 我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣。
And there's another hymn, Longing for Jesus. I have a longing in my heart for Jesus.
你喜欢不喜欢唱?
Do you like that hymn?
我心中饥渴地爱慕着耶稣。我心中饥渴地爱慕他。 你看,这个诗歌一唱啊, 就把你带到主面前去。
I have a longing in my heart for Jesus. I have a longing in my heart for him. It brings you before the Lord.
我今天来到你的跟前。
Lord, I'm before you today.
我心中是饥渴地要你啊。
I have a longing in my heart for Jesus.
我但求接近你。
I want to be closer to you.
常常享受你的同在。
To always share your presence.
你借着圣经上的话，借着诗歌里面的话，来与主谈一谈。
So you can use scripture and hymns to draw closer to the Lord.
我告诉你们，这样和主保持这个亲密的关系啊，会叫你的生命就丰富起来。
So when you abide in him in this way, then your relationship with him grows.
你试试看啊,从今天开始,
why don't you give it a try?
你每一天都花一点时间和主耶稣好好的谈话。
Every day you spend some time to have a good conversation with the Lord. To maintain this close fellowship.
你就会看见,不要多少天,你的生命就会慢慢丰盛起来。
So in not many days, your life would become more abundant.
这是第一个秘诀了啊,
that's the first secret.
要和主耶稣保持亲密的连接,
to maintain this close fellowship with the Lord.
第二个秘诀,
second,
要让主的话来喂养你。
You have to be fed by the word of the Lord.
一棵树, 那个长得茂盛不茂盛, 能不能结果子啊, 就需要常常得着营养的,
so how a tree grows, if it should grow well, it depends on how it is nourished.
假设你们在家里,你们的前院,后院,那个有很多的花草,你要不要常常浇水啊?
So in your backyard or garden at your home, you always have to water it.
不但要浇水,还要浇肥料。
You not only have to water it, but you have to add fertilizers.
这叫充分的养料。
So it's well nourished.
才能够生长得好。
then it can grow well.
我以前住的地方啊，有两棵巴拉树。
In my last home, I have a.
巴拉巴拉。
Oh, guava tree.
一棵呢比较靠近厨房。
There's one closer to the kitchen.
一棵呢比较靠近大门。
There's one closer to the main.
同样的两棵树。
Two trees.
靠近我们的厨房那棵就长得很好。
And the one closer to the kitchen grows so well.
靠近大门那棵就长得不大好。
And the one closer to the main door doesn't grow so well.
我的太太呀，常常什么洗菜呀、洗米呀、这个洗鱼呀、洗了的水呀，就倒在那个巴拉树的这个旁边。
Because when my wife cooks and when she washes the veggies and the rice, she uses water to water the tree.
他们说那个洗鱼的水呀，就很有营养。
The water is so nutritious for the tree.
所以这个常常浇它，那棵巴拉树长得很好。
So the tree grew so well.
绿油油的，还会结果子。
It was verdant and green and bears much fruit.
那么靠近大门可能呢，就比较少有机会去浇它了。
And the one closer to the main door, we don't water it so well.
就长得不大好。
It doesn't grow very well too.
所以我们基督徒啊，我们里面有主耶稣的生命。
So Christians, we have the life of Christ in us.
这个生命也需要我们经常给它浇灌，给它养分。
We have to nourish and water this life.
那么神给我们的养分是什么呢？
So what does God use to nourish us?
就是神的话语。
It's God's word.
是神的话，是我们的粮食。
The word of the Lord is our bread of life.
圣经里面说啊，神的话好像雨水一样。
The Bible says the word of God is like rainwater.
在以赛亚55章就讲到，神的话好像是雨水，滋润地土，那个生长结实。
In Isaiah 55, it says, For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud.
那诗篇十九篇里面又讲到呢，神的话好像芬芳的甘蜜一样的。
And in Psalm 19, it says that the word of God is like honey.
吃蜂蜜很甜美。
It's sweeter than the honeycomb.
也很有营养。
It's very nutritious.
所以神的话呢，又像雨水，又像甘蜜，又像食物，叫我们吃了，我们里边得着养料。
So the word of the Lord is like the rain, it's like honey, it's like other things that nourishes us.
比方说啊，
For example,
我们来到马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
你们要不要打开马太福音第一章？
Let's flip to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章啊，每一个基督徒信主了之后啊，这个开始的就会到马太福音第一章。
So every new believer starts with Matthew chapter 1.
好，我们第一章那个家谱啊，就不去读它。
Let's not read the genealogy.
我们从第18节来开始啊。
Let's start from verse 18.
在耶稣基督降生的事迹在下面。
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows.
母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。
After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph.
他们与迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。Before
they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人。
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man,
不愿意明明地羞辱他,
and not wanting to make her a public example,
想要暗暗地把她休了,
was minded to put her away secretly.
你走到这里啊, 你觉得这句话呀, 很有营养, 很有营养。
And you'll find this verse is so rich.
你想想看啊,
think about it.
约瑟跟玛利亚已经订了婚了,
Joseph was, and Mary were betrothed.
但是还没有迎娶,
but they have not come together.
结果这个玛利亚就怀孕了。And
she was found to be with child.
那么她这个未婚夫约瑟呢？
Then what would Joseph do?
一听见这是，怎么会这样啊？
Why is this happening?
怎么我这个未婚妻怎么会还没有跟我结婚，怎么她怀孕了呢？
How can she be pregnant before we came together?
假设是我的话呢？
If it were me.
假设我们每一个人，我们的话。
If it were you.
我们一定说。 这个女人真坏,
this is a bad woman.
我一定要找我的亲戚朋友来,
I'm going to gather my relatives.
当众羞辱她,
I'm going to shame her publicly.
你看看, 这个女子啊, 她给我订了婚, 还没有结婚, 她已经怀孕了, 你看看。
She was betrothed to me, but she's pregnant already.
她这样做了这样的错的事情,
she did something bad.
我们要把她怎样啊?
What should I do?
那么亲戚朋友说, 这样的人照着神的话来说, 要用石头把她打死。
According to the word of God, we should stone her.
她未婚夫就头一个拿一块石头来打死她。
The fiance should pick up the first stone to throw it at her.
我们这个人啊, 就只要碰见一件对我不利的事情。
when we encounter something unpleasant.
碰见一件人家做了一件我觉得不大对的事情。
When someone sins against me.
其实很多事情呢，我们想的不对啊，其实并不是真的不对。
Sometimes we think that it's a sin against us, but it's not really true.
因为这个玛利亚并不是和别人有什么不好的，发生什么不好的关系。
Because Mary did not commit adultery.
但是我们的想法呢，就是她一定做了坏事。
But we think that, oh, she did
something wrong. 她一定是和坏男人在一起。
She has been with someone else.
其实很多事情呢，都不是我们所想象。
But truly, a lot of things.
因为常常啊，很多事情我们的头脑想不到。
Because our mind is not so clear.
但是我们总以为这个某某人一定是不好。
We always say that, oh, that person is
wrong. 他讲那句话，他做这件事情就是对不起我。
She said something that offends me.
其实他根本就没有做对不起你的事情。
But to be honest, she didn't do anything wrong.
他就对不起我的事情。
We just feel that way.
我们就会找许多人了，你知道不知道啊？那个某某人啊，他这么坏，这么坏，这么坏。
Then we'll find a lot of people around us and tell us, oh, did you know that so-and-so did so-and-so to me?
其实你还没搞清楚啊，你就恨死他了。And
then you hate her.
你到处去传讲。And
you gossip.
其实呢,
but truly,
并不是这样,
it's not like that.
所以这个约瑟啊，你看他就好。
So you see how wonderful Joseph is.
约瑟啊，哎呀, 他也不知道。
He didn't know.
但是他总觉得大概是不是好事情。
But he thought that it's not a good thing.
但是他是个义人,
but he is a just man.
不愿意明明地羞辱他,
and not wanting to make her a public
example.
We like to make people a public example.
常常当众当着许多弟兄姊妹面前说某某人怎么坏怎么坏怎么坏。
We always condemn others before other brothers and sisters.
约瑟呢，不愿意明明地羞辱他。
Not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly.
就是对方有什么软弱，有什么不好的事情，把它暗暗的把它掩盖掉。
When others have some weaknesses and mistakes, you have to put it away secretly. Don't let others know.
不去当众宣扬。
Don't make it a public example.
不要叫这个张三爷知道，李四爷知道，大家都知道的这某某人的坏处。
Don't let A, B, and C know.
这个不是基督徒的样子。
That's not a Christian conduct.
又是给我们一个很好的榜样。
Joseph gave us a great example.
暗暗地把它修掉。
Put it away.
那我们做圣经中的这里呢，很得营养。
And then I'm very nourished by this.
主耶稣啊，我这个人呢，就不像约瑟。
Oh Lord Jesus, I don't look like Joseph.
我常常会把别人的事情当中拿出来，把它讲一番。
I always uncover the sins of people and make it a public example.
批评他，论断他，定罪他。
I always criticize him, judge him, and condemn him.
主啊，我今天读了这段圣经。
Lord, I read this verse today.
我真觉得我这个人没有彰显你的荣耀。
Oh, I felt that I have not manifest your glory.
我从约瑟身上看见。
I see from the life of Joseph. I should learn from him.
主啊，请你教导我。
Lord, please teach me.
让我以后能就是碰见这样的事情的时候啊，不去当众羞辱别人，要暗暗的把它埋藏掉。
When I encounter some things in like this in the future, that I would put it away secretly.
再读下去，正思念这事的时候啊，有主的使者就像约瑟梦中显现。
And while he thought about these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
他大卫就指称约瑟，不要怕，只管娶你的妻子玛利亚来，因为他所怀的孕呢，是从圣灵来。
Saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you marry your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
原来是这样子。
Oh, so it's like that.
是圣灵来的。
Oh, it's of the Holy
Spirit. 但是我们的头脑还通不过去。
But our mind is still not clear.
怎么可能有这样的事？
How can there be such a thing?
一定是我发神经病了，大概是。
I must be crazy.
怎么可能一个女子没有结婚就怀孕，还是从圣灵来的？
How can a virgin be with child by the Holy Spirit?
不可能。
It's impossible.
不可能。
Impossible.
一定是我的头脑有问题。
I must have had a bad dream.
我们就不肯相信，不肯接受。
We can't accept it.
约瑟多好啊。
And Joseph.
约瑟啊，你看到了24节啊。
In chapter 24,
约瑟醒了就起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐啊，把妻子娶过来。Then
Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife.
你看约瑟做的多好啊！So
what wonderful
神对他说的话。
Joseph obeyed the word of God.
很简单的信心把他接受过来了。
With a simple faith. According to the word of the Lord, took to him his wife.
对于一个人,
so to think that someone
让神来给你解释,
unfaithful and God explained it, and you accept her according to the word of the Lord,
你就很得营养,
so you're nourished by this verse.
你的属灵生命呢,
your spiritual life is nourished.
你要知道今天我们 在和人发生关系的时候,
so you have to know that in your relationship with others today, when I encounter things that you think that people has wronged you,
第一个要暗暗地把它掩盖掉,
you have to put it away secretly,
不去宣扬它,
not to make it a public example.
第二件事情呢,
secondly,
要让圣灵来给你解释,
you have to let the Holy Spirit explain.
不要说不可能, 不可能, 不可能.
Don't say, oh, it's impossible, it's impossible.
你主跟你这么说, 你就接受过来,
when the Lord say, what the Lord say to
这样啊,
you,
你的属灵生命就渐渐长大了,
then your spiritual life can grow.
所以基督徒的长进, 怎么长进呢?
So how does a Christian grow?
就这样让神的话来喂养你,
to let the word of God nourish.
我现在拿一点点例子来讲一讲,
so I come up with a small example.
第三个秘诀,
thirdly,
就要被主修理干净,
you have to be pruned by the Lord.
主耶稣不是什么, 我是葡萄树, 我父是栽培的人,
Jesus said, I am the vine, my brother, my father is the wine dresser.
凡是我不结果子的呢, 他就剪去, 凡结果子的呢, 他就修理干净, 使自己果子更多。
For branches that bears fruit, he prunes it that it will be more fruitful.
这个就是要接受十字架的功课。
You have to receive the lesson of the cross.
我在纽约啊,
in New York, I visited a home of a brother.
他们的邻居啊,
and their neighbor has a vine.
这葡萄长得很高,
and the vine crawled so high. And it was very long.
但是呢,
but there are no grapes.
当他接葡萄的时候, 这葡萄那么,
during the grape season, there are still no grapes.
好,我一看见了,
so when I saw it, I spoke to my brother.
你看,你们邻居这个葡萄树啊,
the vine that your neighbors has, it needs pruning.
任意生长,
it's growing everywhere.
叶子长那么多,
too much leaves.
葡萄就那么少,
no grapes.
你知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
他就没有好好的修剪过,
there's no one to prune
我就给他讲啊,
it.
我就跟他讲啊, 我以前啊, 在台湾去参观一个弟兄开的葡萄园,
when I was in Taiwan, I visited a vine garden of a friend.
那个葡萄园啊, 他的弟兄就告诉我, 哎呀, 那个每一棵葡萄树啊, 都是把它绑在梯子上,
and each vine was tied to the trellis.
他说每一年到了冬天，大概我们过中国春节的时候，
every winter around Chinese New Year，
把葡萄树的枝子都剪过，修剪过。
You have to prune and cut off some branches.
他每一个新长的，去年长的枝子啊，只留两个节。
Last year's branches, you just leave two branches. The excess you cut away.
这个葡萄就绑在这个架子上。
So the vine is tied to the trellis.
这两个枝枝就绑一个绑在左边，一个绑在右边。
So the two branches, one tied to the right and the other to the left.
又长出两个枝枝来。
And the two branches have two extensions.
又把它绑在枝枝上。
And you have to tie it to the trellis.
这边两个枝枝又长出两个枝枝来。
And this side grows two branches.
然后到冬天的时候就把它都得剪掉。
And in winter you have to prune it.
每一个枝枝只有两个发芽的地方。
So each branch, you only leave two extensions. So in the next branch,
每一个枝子留两个节的地方啊，都会发新的芽。
So at each extension, there would be a new bud.
那每一个芽呢，都结果葡萄。
And each bud bears grapes.
所以结果呢，它在小小的面积里边呢，就结出许多的葡萄来。
So by this pruning, it bears much fruit.
所以这个葡萄园呢，同样一块一片地啊，它的产量就很丰富。
So in this small pot of land, it grows so much grapes.
哎呀, 所以那天我看了弟兄们开的葡萄园了, 我说, 哦, 原来呢, 葡萄树是要这样被修剪过才会结果子更多的。
So after my visit, I learned that the vine needs to be pruned to be more fruitful.
那么主耶稣说呢, 我们这些基督徒啊, 也需要被主耶稣来修理干净。
So Jesus said that us Christians need to be pruned by the Lord as
well,
that we can bear more abundantly.
我越过越觉得基督徒的长进真正最重要的秘诀,
the more I realize that the growth of a Christian
是在于我们接受十字架的功课有多少。
Depends on how we accept the lesson of the cross.
也就是说，我这个人被主对付掉有多少。
How much have I been dealt with by the Lord?
我们被主修剪的多，被主对付的多。
The more we are pruned, the more we are dealt with.
十字架的功课修的多。
The more lesson of the cross that we learn.
我们结的果子也多。
Then the fruit that we bear is more
abundant. 我们彰显主的丰富也多。
Then we can manifest more the glory of the Lord.
因为在我们身上啊，有许多多余的东西。
Because in our life there's so much excess.
那么都是啊，像那个那么多叶子一样，在人面前给人家好看好看。
It's like the excess leaves and branches.
但是却不结果子。
There are leaves but no fruit.
啊，比方我们的虚荣心。
It's like our vanity.
我们的面子。
Our face.
我们的自爱。
Our self-love,
我们的自傲好吗？
Our pride,
啊，我们的自怜，自己可怜自己。
Our self-pity,
啊，我们这个身上，我们的自己啊，很多东西啊，都是应付人，叫人给你好感。
The self, it pleases others.
但这些东西呢，都不及时。
But these are not real.
不会结出果子来。
It won't bear fruit.
所以这些凡是我这个自己啊，总观来说，就我这个自己必须要被主对付。
So as branches needs to be dealt with by the Lord.
因为我们是很爱自己。
Because we love ourselves.
举一个最简单的例子啊。
Let me raise an example.
我们呢，最不喜欢听人家讲我的短处。
We always hate people talking about our shortcomings.
即便是最好的朋友,
no matter if it's a very good friend,
甚至是父母亲,
or a parent,
来跟你讲到你这些缺点的时候,
when they speak of your shortcomings,
我们都是这样,
what do we do?
我不要听, 我不要听, 我不要听,
I don't want to listen to this.
有的弟兄姊妹啊, 这是都好意啊,
and some brothers and sisters meanwhile,
来跟你劝勉,
they exhort you,
来跟你鼓励,
they encourage you,
啊, 讲讲我们一些缺点的地方。
When they mention our shortcomings,
我告诉你，没有一个人喜欢人家讲我的缺点。
Let me tell you, no one likes their shortcomings.
只要人家讲我们的缺点。
When they mention it,
我不要听，我不要听，我不要听。
I don't want to listen to it.
你是谁？你敢来讲我
？Who do you think you are? How do you talk about? How dare you talk about me this way? What do you think you're talking about?
你自己去看看，你还不是跟我差不多。
You're just like me. Look at yourself.
今天我们在座哪一个人很喜欢说，我最喜欢别人批评我？
Is there anyone here who say that, oh, I love it when people complain about me?
David, 你有没有喜欢？你我最喜欢别人讲我的缺点。
David, do you say that, oh, I like it when people complain about me?
如果啊，今天我们弟兄什么，我最喜欢别人来讲缺点，来帮助我。
If someone says that, oh, I like it when someone mentions my shortcomings to benefit me, then you are blessed.
你一定能够结果子更多了。
Then you will bear fruit.
但是我们就不最不喜欢。
But we don't like that.
有一次啊，有个姊妹就跟我讲啊，讲我的一些缺点，讲我一些缺点的时候。
And one time, there's a sister who mentioned my shortcomings.
我倒没有说，我不要听，我不要听。
I was like, oh, I don't want to listen to this.
但是我心里很难过。
I was very grieved.
啊，心哎呀，这个姊妹怎么跟我那么难看，跟我怎么叫我下不了台呢？
How come she's putting me, giving me such a hard time?
这是很讨厌。
This sucks.
后来我去跟一个比我年长的弟兄交通。
So I fellowship with an elder brother.
我说啊，我碰见这样的事情，你看我说心里很不舒服，怎么办？
Oh, this and this happened. So what should I do?
那位年长的弟兄跟我讲啊。
The elder brother said.
他说你真是有福了。
You're blessed.
难得有人跟你讲真话呀。
It's so such a rare occurrence that someone would tell you the truth.
真是跟你讲真话的话，是对你很有益处的。
If someone is willing to tell you the truth, it's a great benefit.
原来这个是对我有益处的。
It's for your benefit.
是的。
Truly.
的确是，我们身上有很多的缺点。
We all have a lot of shortcomings.
我们这个人充满自己。
We're filled with ourselves.
自爱、自怜、自义、自傲。
Self-love, self-pity, self-righteousness, pride.
从自己里面出的东西，都要被修剪掉。
All these needs to be pruned away.
假使没有人给你讲一讲的话。你怎么会认识自己呢？
If no one mentions them to you, how would you know yourself?
当你碰见别人来讲你的时候，
So when you see people complaining about you,
你要感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是他是主差遣那个使者。
It's a messenger that the Lord has sent
来帮助你的。
To help you.
叫你啊，被修剪修理的干净。
That you may be pruned.
能够结果子更多。
So you can bear more fruit.
所以啊，基督徒要生命得更丰盛。
So if Christians want to live an abundant life,
我们就需要被修理干净,
you have to be pruned.
最好的一句话,
the best thing, it's what John the Baptist said. May he increase and I decrease.
他不兴旺,
if he does not increase, I will decrease.
我肯衰微下来呢, 主就兴旺,
if I'm willing to be decreased, then he will increase.
我再讲第四个秘诀,
fourthly,
就是要活在身体的里面,
you have to live in the body.
这基督徒的长进还有一个重要的秘诀,
so the fourth secret,
就必须活在基督的身体的教会,
you have to live in the body of Christ, the church.
教会就基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
所以你要长大的话呀, 要活在基督的身体里头,
if you want to grow, you have to live in the body of Christ.
我现在问你们一个问题,
let me ask you a question.
你的手或者你的脚或者你身上任何一个肢体耳朵眼睛都可以,
your hands, your feet, or any part of your body or your eyes,
是怎么长大的?
How do they grow?
Minerva,
what does Minerva say?
你的手啊脚啊怎么长大的? 你只要活在身体里面, 身体长大的时候呢, 眼睛啊耳朵啊鼻子啊手啊脚啊, 每一部分都自然就长大,
if they just live in the body, then they would grow.
你看我有两个小外甥,
I have two grandchildren.
刚刚生下来很小的,
when they were born, they were small.
那你们看见哦,这个眼睛一天一天长啊,一天长啊,
so their eyes grow day by day.
这个耳朵一天一天长大,这个手本来很细很细的,后来慢慢长得粗壮起来了,
and their hands were so small, now they are bigger.
是不是说,他这个手需要长大一点, 我们给他这个手都给他怎么样,就拔针啊,还是, 是不是? 只要这个身体长大的时候啊,这个手啊,脚啊,耳朵啊,眼睛,鼻子啊,通通都长大。
So when the members of the body abide in the body, it grows naturally.
你不需要特别去照顾哪一个肢体。
You don't need to give that member a special treatment.
所以基督徒的长进啊,第四个秘诀就是活在身体里面。
So the fourth secret is to live in the body.
你比方说啊,
so for example,
那个保罗, 就是大树的扫楼,
so the Saul of Tarsus, which is Paul,
当他遇见主之后,
after he met the Lord,
你们都知道那个故事吗?
You know that story?
那个扫楼那一天拿着文书要去捉拿基督徒的时候,
he took the papers to arrest Christians, and the Lord Jesus appeared to him.
扫楼,扫楼,你为什么逼迫我?
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫楼说,主啊,你是谁啊?
Who are you, Lord?
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣,
I'm Jesus of Nazareth, who you're persecuting.
扫楼,这个扫楼一遇见主啊,他就得救了,他就成了一个很刚强,很得救的基督徒。
After Paul met Jesus, he was saved and he became a strong Christian.
那么保罗这个经历啊,这是我们一般人都很难赶得上的。
And this experience of Paul, not a lot of us have.
好了,保罗,你去传福音,你去建立教会去。
Oh, so go preach the gospel, go build church.
主耶稣也没马上叫他怎么做啊?
Jesus never said that.
主耶稣叫他,你去见一个弟兄,叫做亚拿尼亚,主耶稣叫亚拿尼亚来建扫楼。
The Lord sent him to meet a brother, Ananias.
让这个亚拿尼亚来为扫楼按手祷告。
That Ananias may put his hand on Paul, and to bring him to the church in Damascus.
你看看啊,就是当扫楼信主,遇见主,得救之后啊,
after Paul met the Lord and be saved,
主耶稣要把他摆在肢体的中间,
the Lord put him in the midst of
摆在弟兄姊妹的中间,
in the brethren and the body,
并且摆在基督的身体里面,
in the body of Christ,
摆在教会当中,
in the church.
所以基督徒啊,不能够单独,
so Christians cannot be an individual.
我信主,我就自己在家里面呢,我就关起门来,读圣经,祷告就可以了。
Some say that, oh, I'm a Christian and I can stay at home and read the Bible.
你自己要关起门来,读圣经,祷告是非常好,非常重要。
Of course you need to do that.
但是呢,不够。
But that's not enough.
是必须要活在教会的里面。
You have to live in the church.
因为你必须和众圣徒一同长大。
Because you have to grow together with the other members. When the body grows,
你也就跟着长大。
And you grow.
所以这个就是我们基督徒在主里边显出丰盛的秘诀。
So this is the secret to live the abundant life.
我做礼拜啊,不要跑车子还跑那么远,我家里还没,我现在还没,还不能,还没驾驶的,都还不能开汽车。
You can't say that, oh, I don't want to drive, I can't attend the meeting.
我在家里面啊, 打开电视机, 做电视礼拜不是也很好吗?
I can switch on the TV and then do my Sunday service that way.
有的人就懒得到教会来聚会, 就是家里边, 在电视机面前做礼拜。
Some people do their Sunday service at home in front of the TV.
我告诉你们, 神的路不是这样。
Let me tell you that God's way is not like this. You have to be in the body to grow with the other members. Then we can develop this abundant life. I deeply will that everyone here, that everyone would not only obtain the life but to live it more abundantly. May the Lord work in each and every one of us. That each and every one of us can learn. So I've shared the four secrets this morning. To be closely united with the Lord. To let the word of the Lord nourish you. To be pruned by the Lord. And to live in the body of Christ.
我这样相信啊, 我们温哥华, 我们众弟兄姊妹在主里边一定是一天比一天长进，一天比一天丰盛。
Then everyone here can grow more and more and live the more abundant life.
我今天就教导到这里。
This concludes my sharing.
我们请 David 来带我们祷告。
It's a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, indeed we thank you for Lord, this life that you have given us. Lord, indeed it is abundant. Lord, sometimes we want to stray away, Lord, and be away from your presence, but Lord, help us to come see, Lord, just how precious this life is. Lord, just how precious you are, Lord, to us. Lord, as we come and we meet, Lord, we meet with one purpose, Lord, not just to Lord, fulfill, Lord, our needs of coming together as one fellowship, Lord. We come because we want to meet you, Lord. We want to see your face, and Lord, we want you to help us to grow, Lord, into a greater likeness of you. We thank you that you've given us this hope of glory, Lord, that indeed one day when we meet you, Lord, that face to face, Lord, that we would be like you. So we thank you for this glorious hope. We praise your most precious name.